France worker struggle against government intensifies vital need for political alternative, Claire Doyle, Committee for a Workers International CWI. Far from abating, the battle over France's labor law reform has intensified. The Hollande-Valls government has said it will impose the changes and is digging its heels in. The main trade union federation has said it will fight to the end. The so-called socialist government has talked of softening the terms of the laws drawn up by Labour Minister Myriam El-Khomri. Given his continuing unpopularity, Françoise Hollande has begun to worry about his chances of success in next year's presidential election. But few believe the government is prepared to back down, acting as they are in collusion with the top industry bosses to maintain profits. The European Football Championship is due to start in France on the 10th of June, with matches taking place in stadiums across a gridlocked country. A national protest rally in Paris is due for the 14th of June when the hated bill goes to the upper house of the French Parliament, the Senate. The mood of combativity that exists in France as a whole has reached its most intense in the northern port of Le Havre. The port is blocked, the police dare not take on the workers' blockades, and there is a daily general assembly of representatives from every workplace and students as well. It has become, in effect, the strike capital of France, writes a CGT activist and member of Gauche Révolutionnaire Grammes, French section of the CWI. Outside France, the scenes of violent confrontations reach the media. Inside France, the government-dominated media attempt to use incidents of battles with the police to discredit the movement. In spite of everything, still up to 70% of the French people support this monumental struggle, which has seemed to be moving toward an all-out general strike. CGT leader Philippe Martinez has now hinted that some deal could be done, and negotiations may be organized. In this situation, as Grammes explains, it has been the weakness of the trade union leaderships which have dragged out this dispute. One of the national union federations allied to the socialist government has accepted the attacks on labor rights from the beginning. The others, the biggest being the CGT, plus Force Ouvrière and Solidaire/SUD, etc., have opposed it all the way, but have proved unwilling and incapable of leading a determined and coordinated struggle up to, and including, a general strike to bring down this anti-working class government of Hollande/Valls. As in the great sit-in strikes of 80 years ago, and the month of revolution in May 1968, such a struggle would pose the question of power and the need for the workers and youth to build fighting, democratically elected bodies from below, up to national level, in order to form a government truly representative of workers and their allies in society,